We should do something.
Good morning. This is Dean Oz, Dan Barron with KPMG.
I'm more of the let's chat, have informal, let everyone get all the questions out and open. So we have a little handout we're talking off of, but I will make it an informal conversation. If you guys have questions, do not hesitate. Do not hesitate to speak up and ask questions while I'm doing the presentation. My name is Dee Niles. I'm an audit partner with KPMG. I've been with KPMG a little over 19 years. I work 100% in... This chair's a little low. I feel like I'm a little kid. Sorry, I got a little sidetracked there. I caught me off guard.
There are some of us who understand.
When my feet touch the ground, you know that that chair is low. I work 100% in government not-for-profit, so I do all what we call public sector engagements. So all fund accounting, all the little... I stay away from taxes. If the organization does not get taxed, I do it. So that's my one way of staying away from those nasty tax stuff. I am based out of Oklahoma City, if you guys are wondering. It's kind of a my business card's address, my resume is at Oklahoma City. I do have roughly 50%, if not a little bit more, of work in Texas, Dallas area. So I am in Dallas a lot. If you talk to my Dallas clients, most of the time they don't even realize that I'm in Oklahoma City. They're like, oh, you're here. So I am down here a lot. I do have one client in Arkansas too. So that's kind of been my career. I've traveled where the work has been in the Southwest. I've done work in New Mexico. I've done work in Colorado, Louisiana. So I want to do public sector, and so I'll do whatever it takes to have the client base to do that. So that's my love. Dan is with us, and I'll let Dan talk a little bit about himself.
Good morning. Thank you for having us this morning. Introduce myself. I'm the proposed engagement senior manager. My name is Dan Barone, and I've been with KPMG for going on 12 years now. I've, like Dee as well, I've spent pretty much 100% of my time with state and local governments and not-for-profit entities as well. So I grew up in this market and have spent a lot of time working on state and local governments, like the Brazos River Authority. One thing also, I've spent 3 years outside of the Dallas office. I went to both of our national offices up in the Northeast, so that gives me a little unique experience there as well. So I'm going to talk a little bit about those in a little bit, but I did those from 2004 to 2007, so I've been back in the Dallas office for a year and a half now. So that's my background.
From the proposal, you see that we have switched. I was in the proposal as a concurrent review partner. I'm coming over as engagement. We've had some turnover. Dan will be the engagement manager. John Kennedy, which I believe you have a loose resume of him also, he's out of Albuquerque. He does 100% government too. He will be your concurrent review partner. And if kind of to explain those roles, engagement partner, I will be the lead. I will be the client service. I'll make sure everything is going smoothly, that you guys' needs are met, and that we're meeting the standards. The concurrent review partner, on every engagement, we have a second partner review of the financial statements and some of the key areas. On the A-133, the second partner will actually do a complete in-depth review. So they will look almost as almost everything that I look at as a partner. So that you have it in depth, because we believe that the federal funds and the A-133 audit is a higher risk to you. We would rather be the ones to find any instances and get those reported before a federal agency comes in. That doesn't mean you have some. We've looked, you've had no findings, but we just believe it's an area that it gets no scrutiny, that we want to make sure that you're covered with us and any issues are known before a federal agency or someone comes in. Then we do have in your proposal, and on this we have Bob Glichter, which is an IT. We will have, as we need to look at the systems and look at controls over the systems for the audit, he will be the partner, and Keith Hamilton will be the manager that are come in and do some of the system control work. I did list a little bit of the representative clients served around the area. You'll see that there's quite a few governments. Those are all served by Dan, myself, or the concurrent review partner, as either the partner or as a second review. State of Texas, we do not do the audit of the state of Texas, but we do the federal audit, the A-133 audit. We assist in that. So that's a fairly big job there. I guess the points I want to stress are kind of over on the right-hand side of the fold-out is a fresh perspective. You know, you have the policy to go out every 5 years for a reason. It doesn't mean you have to switch. And I encourage that sometimes audit firms will audit the same way. It's not a bad thing, but you get fresh perspectives in different ways. One, by switching firms, others by switching partners. I encourage sometimes on my engagements, it's just switching the firm, switch a partner, because partners do look at things differently. But I believe that we would provide a fresh perspective, a new look, a way for the authority to sit back and say, okay, they did audit differently, what did they look at? Because all the firms do a little bit different techniques when they do audits. We will focus on as much internal controls. We'll do analytics on what we can, so revenue streams, disbursement streams, those type of things. And then what we'll have to do detailed testing, obviously, around the federal grants and some of the other things, you know, capital assets. We'll look at investments. Even though you have fairly conservative portfolio based on, you know, you don't have alternative investments and things like that. But we're actually do some vouching and price testing and things around that and your investments to make sure that they're properly evaluated. And then I guess that the point on the fresh perspective is kind of scary because it does take work. It does take an effort with the staff and a new audit firm. It takes a while to get that system in place. As I tell everyone, I said, you know, the first year is always a little touchy. It's a little hard. We're asked for different things. We have a different approach. I believe that all can be met with communication and upfront communication. Second year goes better, but then you tweak the things that you didn't get the first year, and then the third year you're running pretty smooth again. So you have about 3 years if you switch firms. Our commitment to you is that we will make that first year and that second year as easy as possible. Being a Big Four, we do rotate. You know, we do take over new clients often. We lose clients, and so we understand that transition process. We understand that it is trying at times, and so, you know, what I always commit is that I will be here. I will be, as a partner, I believe that when the team is in the field, I'm not going to be here every day, but I'll at least be in the field and review when they're here. So I may be here 2 days, three, but I commit to be here. That is one of my things, so that when we wrap up, when we have that exit conference, that we know the issues have been looked at, and you don't hear 2 or 3 weeks later, once everyone's left, and then they're like, oh my gosh, we missed this. So I commit to be here, and I think that helps in the transition because it keeps the communication going, and it keeps things timely. And I'm going to have Dan talk a little bit. He had mentioned the national resources, but I'm going to have Dan talk about that.
First of all, do you please interject any questions y'all may have, anything we're talking about. So if you have any questions, let us know.
If you'd like to have them, we'll go along.
Sure. Yeah, you don't have to hold them.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
You've taken over lead engagement.
Yes.
Have you been lead engagement on other accounts before?
Yes. Yes. I probably have a good 15, 20 clients right now. I mean, from the year I made partner, I was still lead engagement on several.
Okay.
So I serve right now on my client list, I probably have 15 clients that I'm the lead.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll talk a little bit about our national resources and why we think that's such an asset to a firm. You know, you have our area resources here that will be on the day-to-day basis working on the engagement. But a thing that makes us unique at KPMG is that we have these national resources. We have a network of people out there that, you know, help us and to make sure that we're complying with the, you know, regulations, federal regulations, auditing standards. So I think we have a couple of really unique things. The first thing we have is we have our Global Services Center. They kind of provide the audit methodology, our audit manual that we follow. And so that's headquartered in Montvale. And one unique thing that you would have as a client would be that I actually worked at the Global Services Center. So I was intimately involved with the auditing standards and compiling our audit methodology and our audit manual. So that's one unique thing. So we have those resources, and I still have contacts back at the GSC. Another thing is that we have what we call our Department of Professional Practice, and that's in New York City. Anytime we have any technical topics, any technical issues that, you know, maybe not necessarily can be resolved here, but if we have an additional resource that we may need to turn to, we have these people that sit up there in New York that primarily just work with GADSB entities, and that's all that they do is technical research. And it's not only just if you have a technical question, but they also provide guidance throughout the year on what's going on, what's coming out with GADSB. The firm actually goes out there and, you know, we comment on any proposed GADSBs, and, you know, we also were a voice through our clients to be able to do that. So as new proposed literature is coming out, new standards are coming out, you know, we're on the forefront. We know what's going on. We have people that actually sit on these committees that go to the GADSB meetings, every single GADSB meeting, to know what's finding, you know what's going to happen, know what's out there. You know, for example, we know some of the new GADSBs that have come out, you know, 49, for example, the pollution remediation could potentially be a big issue for the Brazos River Authority. And, you know, so we've been intimately involved with those standards and the standard setting process. And another thing that I actually spent part of my time in my 3 years up in that role, so I actually was with the Department of Professional Practice, sat in that role and deal primarily with GADSBs, and, you know, even on some review committees with the ASCPA State and Local Audit Guide and with the Comprehensive Implementation Guide that comes out through the GADSB. So I think that those are very unique and very helpful. Another example of that is right now, a lot of you might have heard the American Reinvestment Act and what's coming out with the, you know, stimulus and the TARP funds that are coming out. Well, there's a lot of new compliance requirements and guidance that's coming out daily to state and local governments that are receiving the stimulus package. And, you know, KPMG's on the forefront. We know what's going on out there, and, you know, that network provides it down to us at our level so that we know that any of our clients that are getting this money, so we know what compliance requirements are, you know, have to comply with. The final thing I wanted to mention on our national resources was just the single audit. You know, Dee mentioned how important, you know, receiving those federal funds are and how compliance with those, you know, regulations and requirements are, you know, very, very important. And, you know, we have a network of people that provide us with, you know, we have what we call our single audit manual, which is a detailed manual of, you know, how the firm provides and how we, you know, do our methodology around single audits. And we even have what we call our KPMG single audit tool, which is a tool that helps us go through the process of planning our single audit and up to the point where we actually pick our major programs and the compliance requirements for the test. So we're, you know, really involved with the OMBs, with the IGs. They've looked at our methodology, they approve of what we're doing, and I think we're at the forefront of that. And our firm thinks that that's a very critical area, and that's one thing, the single audit, so we don't take lightly. We've got that national resource there.
Yeah, and we talk about the national resources. That can be a benefit both ways. You know, sometimes when you hear about national resources, you're like, okay, well, we really don't want you to have to call up to national to get approval to do this. Anytime we have an issue, we don't want you, you know, we don't want it held up by national. And that is a partner judgment. You know, if there's a technical issue I do not feel comfortable with, it's my judgment. I can call up and get help. Or if I feel comfortable with it, I make that decision on the spot, you know, right then and there. And that's my prerogative as the engagement partner. So when we talk national resources, it's literally a benefit to you guys, because it's a resource if we don't understand something, if there's a new technical matter out, if there's a new GASB out, that people are struggling with disclosures, it gives us a resource to go to. Along with that, the group that does government at KPMG, which we do still have the lines of business where we really do specialize in that, we are a very close-knit group. We talk all the time. Last night I was on the phone with six partners that all we do is government, not-for-profit stuff, and we were talking over issues and client base and things like that. So we do talk all the time. The group, the professional practice group in New York, actually first-name basis, have phone numbers, dial in, you know, I'll call in and go, Terry, I have this, you know, situation, or just to bounce off, I'm doing this, and they're going, yeah, that's what we're seeing all over. So it's a good resource, but it's not a resource that should hinder the process. And that's what I want to stress. It should not hinder the process, because it is my judgment on when to call them in and when to not. There are some standards that I have to call them in at certain points and times, but right now, looking at your financials, none of those apply to you. So it's literally just a benefit. If, like right now, with the credit markets the way they are, if investment portfolio is structured a certain way, then we have to get a specialist involved. Right now, your investment portfolio is not there. So there are instances under firm guidance that we would have to, but right now, it would just be a resource to help you guys, to help you benefit. It'd help other authorities. I get a hold of partners in other cities that says, okay, you guys do authorities, what are you seeing? What's the trend? You know, how are they disclosing this? How are they treating that? And that's very common for us to do, very common. I probably get a phone call a week of someone else, or some of my clients going, how do you treat this? How do you do that? Are we being consistent? Because we don't want our clients to be out there alone handling things when we have a resource that we do. The last bullet on the flap, a commitment to open and honest communication. I honestly believe, along with our technical knowledge, that communication, those are the two key points for your auditors. If you are not talking to your auditors or your auditors are not talking to you, there's no way it's a good relationship. And I believe that. I believe that we will, you know, as soon as we find issues, we bring them up. If there's a big enough issue, I'm coming directly to you as audit committee. That's my job. The more you know me, the more you learn. I'm pretty much a straight shooter. I'm going to tell you how it is, exactly how it is. I'll soft code a little bit, but I'm going to be honest with you, and that's my best policy is I'm going to tell you. If it's not good, I'm going to tell you it's not good. If it needs to be fixed, I'm going to tell you it needs to be fixed. If it's something that doesn't need to be fixed but you need to know about, I'm going to look at you and go, these are items you need to know about. It's not a big deal, but you need to know about them. And my stance with the audit committees is, I tell you everything. Technically, when you come to internal controls, we only have to report up in writing significant deficiencies. I know in your RFP that you want it all, and that's great because that's my policy anyway. I'll share with the board all findings, and you can decide how material you think it is. I mean, I'll go ahead and classify them, but even if it's just a control deficiency, I'm going to give you a summary of those so that you know. Management. Anything I will share with management, everything I'm sharing with the audit committee, there's no two types of communication. And most of the time, I'll give management the presentations I'm going to give to you so that they know what I'm sharing. Because I think it is an open communication. And I think management has to understand what I'm communicating and why I'm communicating it. We work for the audit committee, but we work with management. So my commitment is to you as an audit committee, but we're going to work with management and we're going to keep those communications open and we'll keep that relationship working well. Because I think it's hard to do a job without management helping. You know, we're going to audit the financial statements. We rely on management to tell us the business deals behind those financial statements because everyone's a little unique. But that's our job, is to make sure the financial statements are materially correct. So we will keep communication open. We'll meet with you once to give you the audit plan. We'll meet with you again to present the results of the audit. And if there's anything in between or anytime you want us to meet, we're welcome. We'll be here. Because like I said, you guys have to be comfortable as an audit committee. That's your job, is to make sure that's going well. And I've sat on that side as the audit committee member too. So I know what I expect of the auditors. Now maybe I'm in the business and expect a little much, but I do expect a lot. So I'm going to open it up. You guys have been really quiet. Don't know if that's good or bad, but I will open it up. You know, I'm going to let our qual speak for ourselves. We do governments. We understand government. We understand GASB. We have the experience to do that. And I, you know, I think we're bringing a solid team. The senior is really good. She's in her third year as a senior. So she's kind of starting her fourth, fifth year with the firm that we've been in the proposal. I work with her on some other engagements. She's really good. Dan is strong. We've proved that. We've sent him up to our national office, and he's done well and come back home. So, you know, we commit. Dan and I are here for the long haul. We're with KPMG for the long haul. So.
Final
being here. Yes, sir.
Do you see any, or foresee any view of accounting issues that come down the road that might affect the VRA in the next few years?
Definitely, you know, we'll have to talk about it, but GASB 49, definitely, that is pollution remediation, so any, and that expands a little bit more than just water, you know, it's ground, it's air, it's anything like that. So that's the one coming around the pipe that may have an effect on you. We definitely want to talk to management about that one. There's more about derivatives and alternative investments. OPEB, I noticed that you guys did not, I'm assuming you do not have any, or they're very immaterial, post-employment other than pension stuff, because there was no disclosures there, so that's the one that's affected this year. There's always stuff coming around the pipe, but right now there's not really, most of them are focusing on derivatives, alternative investments, and pension stuff, so.
Can you tell me what advantage your firm will bring compared to the others, and the importance of that advantage to the firm?
And I'll let Dan pipe in if he wants, but I'm going to stress the two things I've stressed in the past is, or earlier, is one, the resources that you could have with KPMG when you want to. You know, not only are we U.S., we're international. We have people sitting in the GASB meetings, so we know about those items when they're first being brought up. You know, we have national resources that we have other authorities, we have other water authorities that we can bring into that and make sure that everyone's being treated the same, or if you have technical issues, or does anyone have, and I've had it, does anyone have a contract, or does anyone set up a contract like this? How did they account for it? What was it done? So items like that. And then the other one is a communication. I know my style, and I will talk to you. I will be here. I've worked for partners that didn't quite make it out in the field, and so it seemed like issues always came up late when I was coming up to the ranks, and that was a commitment to my staff and my clients, is that I will be there so that you guys know things in a timely manner, and there's not just huge surprises at the end of the audit that delay it.
The only thing I would add to that that I think is important too is that, you know, Dee and I grew up in these entities auditing state and local governments, not-for-profits, you know, unlike other firms that may work on a bank, you know, work in energy and then come to do a governmental entity. You know, we're not like that. We've done this our whole career. Every year, you know, part of our national resources provide us national training, and we go through our sectors, our lines of business. So Dee and I will be going in a couple weeks where we're going to all get together with all of our state and local practice and learn about what's coming up, new GASB, what's coming up for the single audit. So we're, you know, this is where we spent our career, and this is, you know, this is what we do. So I think that's very critical and very important in your team as well, too.
Do you have any experience of doing the Sunset Commission process or the state auditor? Any suggestions or experience that might be relevant and help?
Lots of experience with state auditor. And that's Texas and Oklahoma and Arkansas. Because of what we do, we deal with the state auditor a lot. My best experience probably with state auditor is you listen, you nod, and then you start working out together. And you know, I would say they're reasonable people. Sometimes they do some mandates that you shake your head a little bit on, like, I don't get that. But they are reasonable people, you know. They're not a hard organization to work with. They're auditors. We all get along.
You didn't address the Sunset Commission?
The Sunset? No, I have not.
During the economic turndown, shareholder lawsuits are already being brought against some accounting firms.
Right.
Due to accusations of negligent accounting practices. What impact might this have on your firm and reputation?
You know, in public accounting, we always have lawsuits, especially Big Four. I won't kid you, there's always lawsuits out there, whether they're publicized or not. We have insurance for that reason, just like doctors do. How a negligence would affect us, you know, any time we would lose a big suit and it'd be publicized, it's obviously going to hurt the reputation. So, do I believe, and actually, I mean, in the past, we've had, you know, we've had rulings against us. As a firm, are we going away? No. We have insurance. We'll pay it. I can't say I guarantee we won't go away. That's something that's out of my hands. But based on what has happened with Enron, Arthur Anderson, that type of relation, there is a hesitation now to penalize a firm to a point that they would go away, because that just makes a monopoly. So would we be under scrutiny, regulatory scrutiny? Yes, if we lost a big enough one. So I believe it would hurt the reputation. Would I believe it would hurt our audit process or what we're doing for you? No.
I have a question along that same line. Mm-hmm. Have there been, the private for-profit sector where most of those lawsuits, I would have to say, come, in your sector, in your government audit sector, have there been any claims made against KPMG in your government auditing sector to you or your insurance carrier in the last 2 or 3 years?
Not in the last 2 or 3 years. Not that I know of that they've shared with the partnership as a whole, no. There may have been some things settled low that were low dollars, so I can't say there's none, because I don't get a full list, but I would say any of high enough perspective.
And I want to follow up. What I read is that there's $1 million of insurance aggregate. Is that your? I may have asked the committee too, but what is the insurance that we're requiring, John?
There's a policy of a professional liabilities policy that we require of at least $1 million. I suspect they have much higher.
Yeah,
in fact meet that requirement. That's just a minimum requirement.
Yeah.
I would think it would need to be a lot higher given our.
I don't know exactly what it is, but it is a lot higher.
I have one last question.
Sure.
I noticed on the list of times that they're listed for Mr. Pratt, Chickasaw Nation, and I know that candidates about Hope Tribal Utility Authority of the Alabama Nation. If I remember correctly, which I may not, they aren't held to the same standards as the other standards. Do you have a separate audit procedure?
They're held to the same
they
standards.
They are held to
the same standards. Yes, they do follow the state local.
They follow GASPs.
Okay, at one time they did, so. Thank you. Any other questions?
Ben Conway of Grant Thorn is here, so just whenever y'all are ready, I'll bring him in.
I think we're ready.
We'll go around the room.